Double C.
24 past five. Did you know that today is World Delirium Day? And to mark the occasion, the University of Canberra has announced that they have developed a new model that can help deal with delirium. All right, let's ask the questions here. Professor at the University of Canberra, Centre of Ageing Research and Translation, Kasia Bale, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lynn. How are you?
Really well. Thanks very much for joining us today. Delirium. Apparently some people confuse it with dementia. They're two very different things, aren't they?
They are indeed. So dementia is a long-term chronic condition, whereas delirium is an acute onset, and we actually consider it a medical emergency, and it is potentially reversible.
Well, indeed. I think I've had delirium at times when I had a terribly high fever, for example, with a terrible nasty infection that I once had. Delirium can affect anybody, can't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We see it in children, we see it in all sorts of different populations, but actually having dementia increases your risk of getting delirium, as do other things like having anaesthetics and just being older and having multiple comorbidities and things like that as well.
So what are the signs of delirium? What is it that gives it away?
Well, there's no one thing, and so that's why any of the assessments that we use are often looking at a range of things, like your ability to concentrate and fluctuating kind of changes, patterns of consciousness, differences in that kind of sleep and arousal, sleep-wake cycle, as well as your ability to kind of concentrate and have executive function, and perhaps changes in behaviour, changes in eating, changes in movements that are unexplained by anything else that might be going on for you.
So the University of Canberra, in partnership with the Southern Cross University, has apparently developed something called PREDICT, the Prevention and Early Delirium Identification Carer Toolkit. No wonder you've given it an acronym. What is it? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's like an interactive tool that you can use in online, or we've got paper versions as well, depending on what people prefer. And the idea is to help carers, and again, not everybody will think of themselves as a carer, but a loved one, a family member, brother, sister, you know, uncle, cousin, neighbour, whoever might be the person who's with that person while they're hospitalised or while they're unwell. And that way they can better understand if somebody's more at risk of a delirium, what a delirium could look like, and also if a delirium does happen, how they can help them. And so that's why it's so important. We really struggle because it's such a unique presentation, all those different kind of things that I was discussing before about executive function and fluctuations in awareness will look so different in different people, and that you need to know your person and what's different in the way they are rather than just trying to compare them to any other, you know, apple or orange that might present in their own particular way. So the carers are instrumental in identifying those changes and then alerting the health professionals to make sure that we respond early.
And apparently the university's partnered up with Canberra Health Services to run a trial. So what's going to be happening?
Yeah, so across the three different public hospitals in Canberra, so North Canberra Hospital, Canberra Hospital and University of Canberra Hospital, we're going to have 10 different wards that will be part of this clinical trial. It's also being trialled across three different states and five different hospitals. So we're going to have a really good data source to see how well this works, whether it really does increase the knowledge and awareness and understanding of the carers, and then ultimately whether we can decrease the rates of delirium, the length and duration of people experiencing that delirium that might affect their length of stay, and really hopefully improve outcomes and reduce a lot of the suffering that's associated with that kind of distress of somebody having delirium.
Absolutely. Well, if we arrive at better patient outcomes, that is, of course, the aim of the game, isn't it?
That is the gold star that we're all pointing towards.
Kasia, thanks very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having us. And good happy purple day to you for World Delirium Awareness Day.
Very good. I would be aware of it, but I'm busy having a delirium. I'm sorry. thanks again for chatting today.
There's a toolkit to assess that.
Oh, very good. I'll be right on it. Kasia Bale, Professor at the University of Canberra, Centre of Ageing Research.